Capturing the California aesthetic is something that designers around the world have sought after for decades, from the counterculture movement of the 1960s to the tech utopian visions of Silicon Valley's founders. Well, now there's an exhibit that takes stock of it all. California Designing Freedom is up at the Design Museum in London right now. And our very own Frances Anderton went to check it out. She's host of Design and Architecture, and she joins us from across the pond for this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So why is this museum in London looking at California design? What's the interest over there in Great Britain?
Good question. Well, the co-curator of the show, Justin McGurk, said that when he joined the museum, the very first idea he pitched for an exhibition was one on California design. And by that, he meant design of the last 30 years, not mid-century modern design that we've talked about a lot. And he says that they chose this topic because in the view of the museum, the entire world has essentially become Californian due to the outsized influence of Silicon Valley and its tech products. And this is what he says.
I'm talking about the rise of personal computers, laptops, smartphones, social media. All of these tools were in some way or other born and disseminated from Silicon Valley. I mean, in a way, one could make a case that we are all Californians now.
And it's interesting, Frances, because indeed, when you buy an Apple product, you see it right there on the packaging, designed in California.
Correct. Not necessarily made in California, but certainly designed. But what's interesting about the exhibition is the way they've connected this techno-utopia, as he calls it, to California's freewheeling counterculture of the 60s and 70s. And for him, there's been a kind of journey that we've seen over the last decades that sort of connect the two. So he says that, take, for example, a young lady in Singapore taking a selfie of herself on an iPhone, posting it on Facebook or Instagram. He says that's a kind of particularly Californian form of behavior. The idea that she should perform a bit for an audience comes from the Californian culture of individualism, self-expression, self-empowerment. And that's what he says this show is all about.
Frances, what is there at the museum? What are people going to see? Are we talking about pictures? Are we talking about pieces of art?
We are talking about a mixture of all of those things. I should say that one of the exhibits in the exhibition is the original Apple I computer, built in 1976 by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. This is such an important piece of computer history that it comes complete in a case with an alarm. You know, it's the Mona Lisa of our time. They've also got other production models of Apple iPhones. They've got stools from some of the Google partners from the garages where they originally worked in the Bay Area. They've got also examples of work from Southern California designers. For example, graphic design by an LA designer, April Griman, who pioneered computer-generated graphic design. They have structures by Frank Gehry that experimented with the digital design of facades. They have the Aeron chair by LA's Don Chadwick. So it's visually a very aesthetically striking exhibition. And in terms of the kind of convergence of ideas that they're trying to show through these objects, it's also very interesting. They've put an Easy Rider Hog Harley alongside a Waymo self-driving car, the idea being that those two represent these different stages of the kind of California idea of mobility and freedom.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC, a special edition from London. Frances, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.